Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am... Who am I?
Mike.
Mike. That's right. I'm Mike, and this is Tiffany.
Hi, guys. Welcome to our show.
You're Tiffany, yeah.
I think so.
Okay, good. Today, we're talking about cute and amazing animals in Japan.
I think Japanese people have a lot of cute animals.
They have a lot of cute everything.
Yeah, like Maru the cat is extremely cute. He's still my favorite.
Doraemon.
Oh yeah, Doraemon
and
is cute.
You can't forget Pikachu. Hello Kitty. Pikachu!
Oh, yeah. Hello Kitty is a popular one.
We could go on for hours and hours. All right, but today actually we're talking about a cat. A very amazing cat who is a local hero in Japan. Mm-hmm. Maybe this cat saved some people's lives.
Yeah, like a superhero cat, I'm thinking.
Who can fly?
Or have the ability to maybe read minds or super strength.
Wow, that would be incredible. We got to find out more about this cat. So let's check out our article right now.
Jobs for pets in Japan. What are you reading about, Patricia?
It's a news report about a cat called Tama becoming a local hero in Japan.
That sounds like an interesting story. What did this cat do?
Well, Tama saved a train station from closing down.
Sorry, I don't get it. Please tell me more.
Tama was a stray cat living near Kishi Station. Passengers fed her, and then the station's workers took her in.
What happened next?
Tama was so cute that the railway company named her the new station master. Soon, people flocked to see her.
So, as more visitors came, the station became popular again.
Yep. Tama saved the station and helped boost the local economy.
Word power!
Hero. Hero. People believed Hercules was a hero and saved many lives. People believed Hercules was a hero and saved many lives. Close down. Close down. A lot of Blockbuster stores closed down because people don't rent DVDs anymore. A lot of Blockbuster stores closed down because people don't rent DVDs anymore. Feed. Feed. Feed, fed, fed. Every morning, I feed my cat first and then get ready for school. Every morning, I feed my cat first and then get ready for school. Economy. Economy. The bad economy made lots of people lose their jobs. The bad economy made lots of people lose their jobs.
Okay, so in our dialogue, we have two friends, Brendan and Patricia. And Brendan notices that Patricia is reading something. So he says, what are you reading about, Patricia? Okay, so he wants to know what the story's about, if it's a book or a newspaper story, something like that. Patricia tells him it's a news report about a cat called Tama. Tama the cat. And it says Tama is becoming a local hero in Japan. Ooh, that's pretty cool. All right, a hero, that's one of our word power words, is someone who does something great. They do something very amazing. They might help a lot of people. They might save people in danger. They do something that normal people wouldn't do in a kind of normal day. They do something really extra special. Of course, you know superhero, right? When we talk about Batman and Spider-Man, these are superheroes. But we often use the word hero to talk about normal incredible people who do amazing things.
Yeah, just like our firefighters, they are also considered heroes. Because in any situation, if there's a fire or if there's any big disasters, they're always there to kind of help and save the day. And of course, police officers are considered heroes as well.
That's right. They can save people's lives and do great things.
That's right. All right, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. Our sample sentence is, people believed Hercules was a hero and saved many lives. People believed Hercules was a hero and saved many lives.
All right,
yeah,
Hercules was.
Gone?
That's right. He cleaned out those stables with all those smelly cows.
I'm sure
the farmer was happy.
Very happy.
Anyway, Brendan says that article, or that sounds like an interesting story. What did this cat do, right? So it's a hero cat. Brendan wants to know, why is the cat a hero? What great thing did the cat do? Did it save someone's life?
So let's see, Patricia says, well, Thomas saved a train station from closing down.
Ah.
Oh, that's really interesting. I wonder how this cat did that.
Okay, interesting, yeah.
When we talk about closing down, that is our word power word. It's a verb and it means a store, it stops doing business. So it kind of stops doing it, closes it down because maybe business is bad, not many people are going to the store anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Stores and other kinds of services can close down, right? Schools, you might say, close down for the summer holidays, right? If you go to the school in July or August, you might find the doors are locked and there's nobody there. But of course, businesses do close down,
right?
When people stop going, they can close down. And I guess train stations even can close down, right? If it's a small town and over the years, many people move away to big cities and there aren't a lot of people there anymore. You know, the train company might say, well, no one uses that train station anymore. To save money, we will close it down. So it seems that Tama the cat didn't really save someone's life, but it might have saved some people's jobs, and it saved the train station for all the people. So that is a pretty amazing thing to do, especially for a cat.
Yeah, remember, this is still a cat.
This is a cat. Yeah. Normally it should chase mice, sleep.
Jump in boxes.
Lick itself, play in bags. Most cats don't save train stations. I'm trying to think if my cat ever saved a tree. No, she didn't. Anyway, we have a word power sentence for close down, so let's check that out.
Right, and our sentence is, a lot of Blockbuster stores close down because people don't rent DVDs anymore.
Yes.
A lot of Blockbuster stores close down because people don't rent DVDs anymore.
True. It's kind of sad. Not enough cats around to save Blockbuster.
Yeah,
the cats were busy saving train stations. So, all right, that's okay. Back to the story. Brendan says, sorry, I don't get it. Please tell me more. Yeah, so he doesn't really understand how a cat can save a train station. So he wants more information from Patricia.
Right, and then Patricia explains, Tama was a stray cat living near Kishi Station.
Okay.
The passengers fed her, and then the station's workers took her in. Okay, so the story first starts off with Tama being a stray cat. Now, when we talk about stray cats or stray animals, it means that this animal is lost and doesn't have a home. So when you stray away from something, it means you kind of wander off or you walk off away from your home. Okay, so again, you could say stray cats, stray dogs, or any stray animal.
Absolutely. Sometimes we also use the word street cat or street dog, right? It means it lives on the street. It doesn't have a home. It doesn't have people who take care of it all the time. And of course, this is kind of sad, right?
Yeah.
We see these dogs and cats sometimes, you know, around the park or places like that. So it's kind of a sad thing, but yeah, it does happen. But when people see stray animals, sometimes they do feed them. To feed something is to give food to a person or to an animal. A mother will feed a baby, of course, because the baby, it can't really, you know, eat by itself. And of course, we'll also feed cats and dogs and things like that because, you know, well, some cats and dogs can find their own food right by hunting animals. But of course, when cats live in your home, they're not going to be hunting animals in your home. So you have to, you know, get some food and give it to them one or two times a day. So we use that term to feed. For example,
Okay, our sample sentence is, every morning I feed my cat first, mm-hmm. and then get ready for school.
Oh.
Every morning I feed my cat first, and then get ready for school.
That's a good idea, because if you don't feed the cat, it will just follow you around the house going, meow, meow, until you feed the cat. So feed it first, and then you can get on with your own day. Brendan then asks, well, what happened next after the people started to feed the cat? And the people who work in the train station were taking care of it. Well, what happened after that?
All right, Patricia then says, Tama was so cute that the railroad company named her the new station master.
Tama?
Yeah, Tama.
The station master.
She became the station master.
That's like the boss or the manager of the train station.
Right.
Okay.
So because of that, soon people flocked to see her. Wow. So I guess she really has a lot of power, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a cat sort of running a train station, I would definitely want to see that.
That is something you want to see,
I think. How does the cat schedule the trains?
Meow, 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 meow.
And it scratches to write notes or something.
Yeah, and they would probably have a lot of trains carrying mice coming to that town all of a sudden.
For all the other street cats.
That's right. Oh, look, another mouse train. How strange. Maybe Tama organized this.
Probably.
Anyway, we have our A-plus English.
Ingwen kwan yi tong.
Thank you very much.
Let's take a look and we'll be right back.
英文快乐，Oh yeah！现在有许多电视剧，剧情都非常的吸引人，以至于我们都会忍不住一直看下去。那我们要怎么用英文来表达这个句子呢？就让我们继续看下去吧。答案就是 Many TV series are so fascinating that we can't stop watching them. Many TV series are so fascinating that we can't stop watching them. 这个句子中用到了一个关键的句型 so blah 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 that blah 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 如此的怎么怎么样以至于怎么怎么样 so 后面可以接形容词或副词而 that 后面则是接副词子句副词子句中包含主词和动词这个例句中的 so 所接的就是 fascinating 吸引人的 而 that 后面的副词子句就是 we can't stop watching them另外呢，这个例句中还有一些值得一学的重点哦，像是电视剧的英文到底怎么说呢？就是 TV series。Series 指一连串的事物，所以 TV series 是指电视剧哦。另外还有一个句型 can't stop 加 ving， 意思就是无法停下做某件事情。例如，如果你想跟某个人说甜言蜜语的时候，你就可以说 I just can't stop thinking about you。就是说你成天想着他一刻也停不下来的意思哦另外还要提醒同学不要把 so blah 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 that blah 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 这个句型和 so that 合在一起的这个句型搞混咯 so that 加副词子句是用来表示目的举个例子来说 my mother put on some makeup so that her spots wouldn't be obvious 意思就是我母亲化了些妆这样她的斑点才不会看起来很明显说了这么多还是要回归到我们今天的重点句型 so blah 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 that blah 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 刚刚开头所说的例句 Many TV series are so fascinating that we can't stop watching them 其实这句也可以用另外一个句型来表达哦 Many TV series are too fascinating to stop watching Many TV series are too fascinating to stop watching就是说很多电视剧都太吸引人了以至于无法停止看下去前面的 too T-O-O 后面也一样可以接形容词或副词而后面的 too T-O 后面则是接原形动词要注意这里的 to be 包含有负面的意思哦现在大家来赶紧用我们今天所教的两个句子来造句一下吧同学们我们下次见咯拜拜
Alright, so remember Tama was so cute that so many people came to see her.
Right.
Why? Because she was the station master.
I guess so, yeah.
All right, so many people took her in.
Mm-hmm.
Many people flocked to see her. Flocked to means a very large group of people going somewhere because mm-hmm. it's exciting or interesting.
Absolutely, yeah. We use flock to actually, well, a flock is a mm-hmm. group of sheep or a group of birds.
Right.
Right? And when we use this word flock to, we mean people generally are going in big groups to somewhere because there's something special or exciting going on. You know, people flock to the beach mm-hmm. on a hot summer day, or people flock to the shopping mall because there's a big sale. So, you know, big groups of people are going to the train station to check out Tama the cat. Brendan then says, so, as more visitors came, the station became popular again. So he's starting to see how this story is going to end.
So she's kind of helping out with the tourism of
mm-hmm.
that area.
Yeah.
So Patricia then says, yep,
mm-hmm.
Thomas saved the station and helped boost the local economy.
Wow.
And so because more people came, of course, that means they're spending more money to take the train or maybe to buy Thomas souvenirs, maybe.
Right, or just buy snacks and eat
mm-hmm.
lunch in that town. Of course, it means there's a lot more business and money coming into the town along with all the people.
Yeah, so it helped boost the local economy.
Mm.
Now, when you boost something, it means to increase or improve something. For example, people like to wear nice clothes to maybe boost their self-esteem.
Oh, okay. And they also tell you, you know, you should try this diet pill because it will boost your energy or something. It will improve it, kind of push it up in a good, positive way. An economy, well, you might know this word. It talks about business. It talks about people buying and selling things. When we talk about the economy of a city or a country, we're talking about how many businesses there are, if they're making money, if they're losing money,
mm-hmm.
you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's talking about businesses and money. For example, we could say the bad economy made lots of people lose their jobs.
Uh-oh.
The bad economy made lots of people lose their jobs. They should get a cat in.
Yeah, to save the day, to be the hero of the country or maybe even the world.
Absolutely right. All right. So that's it for Tama the cat. Are we going to learn more about Tama soon?
Maybe. I want to learn more about them.
I do too. I wonder if Tama's going to end up running the whole Japanese train system.
Ooh.
That would be
really interesting.
Kind of scary.
It would.
But interesting too. Anyways, we hope you enjoyed that story of Tama, the Japanese hero train station master cat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a cartoon.
I hope it should be a cartoon.
All right, guys, that's it for us. Thanks. We'll see you soon. There seems to be kind of a tradition of having animals
mm-hmm.
near train stations in Japan. I remember there's that famous dog, right, who's got a statue outside the train station.
Hachiko,
that's right.
Right.
He didn't really save the train station, but remember he used to go there to meet his master.
Mm-hmm.
And even today in downtown Tokyo, there's a statue of him right outside one of the busy train stations.
Right.
So Japanese people, train stations, pets. It's all kind of a great story altogether. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you very soon back here on A-Plus English. Bye!
The huge fight last night was the last straw for the couple's breakup.
The huge fight last night was the last straw for the couple's breakup.
Hello, 大家好 ,I'm Tim, 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。大家是不是有听过一句话叫做压垮骆驼的最后一根稻草呢？这句话其实是由英文衍生而来的。原本的用法是 the last straw, 最后一根稻草，也就是导火线的意思。为什么一根稻草有这么大的威力呢？我们都知道骆驼可以背很多的东西，但是如果你不断地在它背上加东西的话，它也会因为受不了而倒下的。因此刚好可以用来比喻，即使像稻草这么轻的一件小事情，也会成为一个导火线，造成不可挽回的后果。举例来说， The fight last night was the last straw for the couple's breakup。 昨晚的争吵是造成这对情侣分手的导火线，表示说这对情侣可能平常就有点问题了，刚好昨晚的争吵是造成他们分手的原因。希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在就让我们看看今天的例句。 The huge fight last night was the last straw for the couple's breakup. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
The huge fight last night was the last straw for the couple's breakup.
The huge fight last night was the last straw for the couple's breakup.
Jobs for pets in Japan. What are you reading about, Patricia?
It's a news report about a cat called Tama becoming a local hero in Japan.
That sounds like an interesting story. What did this cat do?
Well, Tama saved a train station from closing down.
Sorry, I don't get it. Please tell me more.
Tama was a stray cat living near Kishi Station. Passengers fed her, and then the station's workers took her in.
What happened next?
Tama was so cute that the railway company named her the new station master. Soon, people flocked to see her.
So, as more visitors came, the station became popular again.
Yep, Tama saved the station and helped boost the local economy.
Hero. Hero. People believed Hercules was a hero and saved many lives. People believed Hercules was a hero and saved many lives. Close down. Close down. A lot of Blockbuster stores closed down because people don't rent DVDs anymore. A lot of Blockbuster stores closed down because people don't rent DVDs anymore. Feed. Feed. Feed, fed, fed. Every morning, I feed my cat first and then get ready for school. Every morning, I feed my cat first and then get ready for school. Economy. Economy. The bad economy made lots of people lose their jobs. The bad economy made lots of people lose their jobs.